listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and you're locked into the Barn Burner. I am your host, Badger the Bobby Ferris, giving you the greasier side of rock and roll, rhythm and blues and country, and I am back from my two-week hiatus. I was in Maui for my honeymoon. Jealous? Yeah, I know we are. Coming back to the YVR airport last week, or the middle of this week, I should say, was one of the more depressing moments of my life. Looked like Alaska out there. Couldn't believe it. And I actually got some semblance of a tan. And people that know me and to look at me are quite surprised, because I burn. I burn like a cheap gasoline rag. But, yeah, I had a great time. Looks like Fun Drive went really well. Thanks to all the listeners of the Barn Burner out there that that pledged and supported the show, even though I wasn't around. So thank you. I saw there was a couple pledges made, so thanks very much for that. The station did quite well, $22,006.27. But I think we probably made a little more at the wrap-up party last night. So thanks for everybody who tuned in to Funny Drive and pledged and supported independent college radio, because without your support, we just wouldn't be around. So thank you very much. Let's see, what else is new? Tonight at the Commodore, Grinder Man is playing. So if you have tickets for that, enjoy yourself. If not, you never know. There might be some tickets becoming available at the door. So you should definitely go and check that out if you want to go see Nick Cave and those greasy bandits from Australia. I have tickets, actually, tomorrow to see them in Seattle. But I may have to work. It's a bit of a tightrope. Don't know if I'll be making it up or not. On today's installment of The Barn Burner, I am going to do a bassless show. A show featuring no bass. Like how the gypsies never had a home. That's right. Kids in the Hall. Can't beat it. First up on deck, we have one of my favorites, R.L. Burnside. Getting backed up by the John Spencer Blues Explosion. The name of the song is Shake 'Em On Down, and the album is called Ass Pocket of Whiskey. Stay tuned for another hour of greasy rock and roll, rhythm and blues and country. Crack a beer and glide right into the weekend. We'll be right back.
Got the help. Love. That's a big word for having only four letters and one syllable. It means a lot, and once it's out there, you can't just take it back. But we're ready to say it. We love you, our loyal listeners, who donated generously during our 2010 fund drive. Thanks to your support, we can continue to keep our station running smoothly. Our library digitization project has begun and will be finished in a few months' time. This means we'll be able to satisfy your song requests in the blink of an eye, and that our ever-expanding music library can grow to its full potential. We couldn't have done it without you. You, whom we love. We love you.
We'll be right back. when I get you home. This is how it goes. I got nothing to lose. I'll never let you go.
All right. That was the Revelators with a Canadian connection. That was a Gordy Johnson song they did, Come Back Baby. The Revelators were vocals, a guitar, and drums off the Crypt record label from back in the 90s. And it's an absolute nuclear bomb of an album. The album's called We Told You Not to Cross Us. Yeah, and that was a Gordy Johnson song from his Big Sugar days, Come Back Baby. I think that was off his first album with Big Sugar. Gordy Johnson, who's now down in Texas and producing the likes of Nashville Pussy and Grady and bands like that. What else do we have? Before that, we had Flat Duo Jet from their album Go Go Harlem Baby. The name of the track was a self-titled track, actually. It was Go Go Harlem Baby. Flat Duo Jet had a huge impact on Jack White when he first saw them and kind of made him think that, you know, he could do a minimalistic, bassless rock and roll band known as the White Stripes, who you heard before, the Flat Duo Jets. And the name of the track from the White Stripes was Little Bird, and that was off their Day Still album. We also had a band called The Sights from their self-titled album, and the name of the track was I'm Going to Live the Life I Sing About in My Song. Great album. No bass on that album. Actually, just an organ. Let's see. So, yeah, so far so good, folks. A lot of fun stuff with no bass whatsoever. It is about 1:30 in the afternoon, so you've got another half hour with me and my bassless show. If you want to give me a shout and request some bassless rock and roll or bassless country or bassless rhythm and blues, give me a shout, 604-822-8648. Actually, no, hold on a second. I'm reading the wrong. That was a fun drive number. Actually, give me a call at 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR. And yeah, as usual, you can request online at bobby@bobbyferris.com. You can stream this and other wonderful CITR shows at www.citr.ca or go to my web domain, bobbyferris.com. Let's get into some Canadian bassless rock and roll by two beauties from our fair city of Vancouver, known two ladies that are known as the Pack AD. And the name of this track is called Crazy. And you are listening. Actually, you know what? The name of this track is called Everyone Looks Like Everyone. I like that song. Yes, you are listening to The Barn Burner on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
The elevator opens for no one, and plans are making me. I'm paralyzed into you. And plans are making me. And plans are making me. Everyone looks like everyone. Just like snowflakes were already there. Just too busy to accept it. Everyone passing days just like buttons. This one time, this friend of mine, no way that was me. No way that was me. They are there open for no one. And talents are right. Movie you all know so well. just like birds.
Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
Yeah. Destino. And we shall miss Carolina. And the East Coast as opposed to the West. We won't shed any tears, oh, nor even be sad, because we know the Western Desert is the best. I feel the back with cigarettes and apple wine. We'll hit the road again in 10 minutes tonight. Me and this girl, I think she's bitten it. And we're headed to San Bernardino. And then we'll be in Texas. We'll stop in Amarillo for a bite to eat. We'll stop on over in Dallas and visit my friend. But we can't stay for more than a week. I got the South in my veins, California in my mouth. And that's a simple reason why I'm leaving the South. Me and this girl, she's so foxy. And we're headed to San Bernardino. Ooh, that was close, because the Tennessee state border, they would have locked us up by the sheriff's order. Yes, we're freaks, but they can't touch us out west in San Bernardino. And we shall miss Carolina and the East Coast as opposed to the West. But we won't shed any tears, though, nor even be sad, because we know the Western Desert is the best. I'll fill a bag with cigarettes and apple wine. We'll hit the road again in 10 minutes tonight. Me and this girl, she's so foxy, and we're headed to San Bernardino.
Sam from the Go Team, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, we had a lot of good stuff for you in that set. The song you heard before the station ID was Prodigal Stones Blues by the Soul Dad Brothers. The album was Steal Your Soul, Heal Your Soul, and Dare Your Spirit to Move. We also had another all-girl drum and guitar group known as Mr. Aeroplane Man. The name of the song was Come On DJ. Had the Eagles of Death Metal in there with San Berdu Sunburn. One of my favorite boys, Mark Salton, with the song Go Berserk. That's usually just him and a kick drum, ladies and gentlemen. If you ever get a chance to go see him, I recommend doing so because he's tons of fun live. A lot of good tunes in there. And also the Black Keys with the song She's Long Gone, off the their new album, which is called Brothers. Let's stick to the girl-driven bassless rock and roll. This next song is from a band in the Washington State area that broke up a number of years ago. Not too long ago, I think 2007. This is Sleater Kenny, and the name of the song is Dig Me Out. You are listening to The Barn Burner on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Take me out of my head.
Here's another one from the Revelators, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about that. I was going to play some heavy trash, but the album was giving me a bit of a hard time. But we're going to try to play some heavy trash right now, actually, from their last album, Midnight Soul Serenade. Heavy trash is, of course, John Spencer from the John Spencer Blues Explosion and Matt Verderay. Again, not really the bass heavy rock and roll, very rockabilly. And yeah, I hope you've enjoyed this bassless installment of the Barn Burner. And I shall see you next Friday, same bat time, same bat channel. Yeah, let's end it off with some heavy trash right here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Jones.